I'm rich because of who I am, not because of what I have. A rich man, we'll find out here in the thought for today, a rich man is rich because he has values, because he has principles, because he has everlasting things. A rich man is a man who wears a smile, and all of the children love to come and be in his presence. A rich man is a man who everyone respects and honors and realizes that he is the kind of person that they would like to be. A rich man is a person who everyone in the community looks up to for wisdom and advice. A rich man is a person who likes himself and enjoys his own company and lives in the presence of harmony and peace and happiness as much of the time as he can possibly do. The only time a rich man has a problem is when he's dealing with money. Because people who are rich in money oftentimes have a great many problems, because everyone has a great desire to be with them and help them to share their wealth. They want to share their money. They want to share their good. They want to share the things they have. But this is a creation of the rich man. Because he is so wealthy in his attitude, he is always giving to others. He is always sharing his wealth with others. He's always sharing his happiness with others. He's sharing his food with others. He's sharing his substance with others, whatever it may be. He's just a very, very happy guy. Now, what about you? Are you a rich person who loves to share what you have with others? Or are you the kind of person who has a lot of money and you're afraid to even share your birthday cake? I remember my sister. She was not feeling well, but she was up and around and doing just fine. And we went to her birthday party at a lovely country club. And at the country club, the finale was a birthday cake for the two girls. Their birthdays were the same day. They're twins. And so a cake was brought out to each of them. And May was given the cake and had a candle on it. And she just thought that was wonderful. And then as the conversation went on and the discussion went on and the people were there, my grandson was there, and everybody was just having a great time, May forgot to eat her cake. And so then we asked her, May, are you going to eat your cake? And she says, no, I don't think so. Well, can we give it to my grandson, you know, your nephew? No. You know, your grandnephew? No. That's mine. That goes with me. And so a little while later, everything was concluded. And she got up and she was in her wheelchair and she was put toward the door. The cake set on the table, completely forgotten. Completely forgotten. And you see, she's not unusual. That's like most people who are a little selfish, who don't want to share things. They end up with nothing. She had the opportunity to have that cake and enjoy it, but she ended up with nothing because she forgot it. Because as things went on and the conversation went on and the activity went on, we stopped to look at some paintings in the hall, because there were some beautiful works on display, and she forgot all about her cake. And my grandson, he didn't even go back and eat it. He just left it because it wasn't freely given. It wouldn't taste any good anymore because it wasn't shared with an open heart. When we can share things with an open heart, we will have a great joy in them. Well, we can't share things with an open heart. It's like not sharing at all. So, I am rich because of who I am, because I am a happy man, because I'm surrounded by people that I love and people who love me. I'm surrounded by a world of great and glorious things. Every morning when I wake up, I look out the window and I see the light creeping into the sky. And it's a wonderful thing. And then by the time I'm done with my shower, the light has crept into the sky even more. And as I brush my teeth, I watch the light climbing up over the mountains and starting to slide down the valleys. And it's a beautiful sight, very beautiful. And as I feed Rex his breakfast, he gobbles it down, and then I take the breakfast out to the fish, and I drop it in the fish pond, and they said, "You're 2 minutes late." And they're very eager for the breakfast too. And they just leap at it and enjoy it and sparkle in his presence. That's what a rich man is. A rich man has these values that you cannot put dollars on, but yet they make life worthwhile. You can have all the money in the world and have the most golden casket when you die. But if you haven't got a lovely golden heart as you're living, you have nothing. Life's like that, isn't it? And it's like that in a very beautiful way. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.